Gingerlin right now, especially you want to be Gingerlin, not on the receiving end of
Gingerlin with beautiful
wrath right now.
I am Gingerlin.
The show is Blame It on Ginger. Today is Friday, which means it's cookies and cream.
Applegate.
I am the cream in the cookie
and Miss Sapphire.
We didn't get any information
I am
on
Miss
Sapphire,
you. You're an apple farmer, correct?
And your last name just so happens to be Applegate.
And just
that is the coolest thing ever.
I mean, it makes
you get
sense.
Sick of eating apples.
My rock hard ass.
I actually really love apples.
You know, just crumbles,
really?
Which works out very well.
There's so many different things you can do.
Right now, before we introduce our guests, we're going to go around the room.
Yeah, please.
We've got Gingerlin. We've got Sapphire. We have.
Probably not.
Hello, everybody. This is Luke.
There we go.
Hi, Luke.
Welcome to
Hi.
Hi.
Should I wear
these?
Apple pie.
Oh, I thought you said pies. Like, you get high and then you eat apple pie. And I'm thinking,
no, but you can smoke out of an apple, right?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. She's just a nasty girl.
Thank you.
I
almost made one of those recently.
I'm really scared.
Well, the friend needed something, and I wasn't able to provide what they needed. But the friend said, well, I've got this, and this, and I'm like, okay, either give me the core from a roll of toilet paper.
And then, of course, we have
tin foil, or I'm going to need an apple.
Wait, I have never smoked.
Yay! Oh, it's the easiest thing ever. You just take all of the paper off.
Are you sure it's not meth?
And we have
AJ Apple.
And you take a little piece of tin foil. We used to use the inside of Hershey chocolate bars because they used to have tin foil. So you take it and you fold it into like four pieces, so it's a little thicker, and you stick holes in it. You can use any pen stick holes in it, and then you've got a pipe, and the one end is the pipe part, and the other end's the carburetor.
See, now that makes me even scared.
Wow. I mean, this is what I read on YouTube.
I think I'm just going to cut out. That's what I'm going to do.
I really don't know anything about any of those types of things. What I do know is that
Luke is not going to let you get beyond that. There's no way out.
I've got a crush.
You played a game with us, and you did not know your asses.
Well, okay. Hey, let's be honest.
Girl, I've got a girl crush going on now.
On there,
I'm in that girl crush phase. Anna Fox was over.
I mean, I got at least one.
Oh, she's so.
I'm gonna hit you twice for cheating.
She really is, and just
stunning,
beautiful, and her skin is like velvet.
Okay, this is
velvet. And I was looking at her.
So I get that home court advantage.
And initially, I thought, okay, since I've already dripped hot wax in five different flavors, all over her ass. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And she let me do it, and she enjoyed it. It was really sexy. I took different little candles.
Well, I'm starting out nice and slow.
I find the darker the color of the candle, the farther away you need to keep it from the body because it burns more. And I just dripped the wax all over her ass, in her asshole, down into her pussy, the lower part of the back. You just got her all kind of nice and lubed and oiled up.
Okay.
And then I brought her back to my house. She came over the next day, and I shot her for an auction site called GingerlinAuctions.com. And I was looking at her, and I'm thinking, okay, her ass is my favorite part of the body.
Ooh,
no, it's the tits. No,
harder.
Wait, look at that. Oh, my God, her face is so perfect.
This is pretty.
Okay, I'm not going to. Her legs. Oh, my God, look at her abs.
She's just banging.
I was just.
Get into it.
I couldn't decide with certain girls what my favorite part is. In general, I'm an ass girl. I will look at the ass when I'm doing my photography. You know which photos I took, because 90% of them will be from your backside, and I'll get your booty in there. What about you, AJ? What's your favorite part of a woman? Or do you even like them? And I didn't ask
you.
Okay, good answer.
I'm definitely like
the hard rubber side.
Can you come a little closer to your mic?
I chose the hard.
I just want to get closer to me.
It's nice and cool.
You can put your ass
on my tongue. Do you
want
to go over
AJ? Think it's really because I just started getting into the gym and getting into all that lately.
What's the gym?
No, the gym.
Oh, the gym.
Oh, I'm looking at her leg. I'm going to the gym. Where do you put it? I haven't tried that one yet. I went to the gym.
What?
Well, I put gems up your ass last week.
No, you attempted to. It didn't work.
No, you're too tight up there. We're going to loosen you up.
Oh, hell no, we're not.
I brought you a toy.
For knowing none of the answers
correctly.
No, I got one.
So you said you were getting into the gym.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting into the gym and, like, eating clean and all that. And I just started to realize that on a woman, like a woman, I love a sexy, like, muscular... Or not muscular, but like defined shoulders and back. I think it's so sexy
coming around this way,
when a woman has like a defined back.
I have missed out on that part.
My ass.
Your ass? I need to see the ass.
I love booty. Okay, Alexander, so came running in with a kiss to make it all better.
Oh my goodness, you guys, AJ Applegate, that's like sexual chocolate right there. AJ Applegate is beautiful. Oh yeah, are your eyes blue? This has got her first time. Beautiful blue eyes, yes, turquoise skirt. All right, just remember, bend over even just to, she's been so mean. It's over.
I'd give her one for the measure. Well, no, you're going to see. Even Silky says one more. So you're mixing. We're talking about my sexy ass. Silky, do you want to do one? Do you feel left out?
I was trying to prove
I'll kiss it. You smack it.
You could have just said she bends over. The wind's all right now. You know, the wind just right up her coochie.
I just went the wrong way. I just did it automatically. It was natural.
Now you're really in trouble.
There's no farting involved. That was just...
That's funny, though. Speaking of farts, I just had a fan... email me.
Oh, no.
And they were like, I would walk across the world with bare feet on broken glass just to hear AJ fart from a mile away.
Oh my God.
What?
Why fart though?
Okay. Like out of everything.
Back there.
All right. I mean, maybe next time he might even say, can you actually savor one of your farts?
And send it in a jar.
Well, I'm like gripping the chairs now.
Believe it or not, can help you.
I'm going to give her a good one. I'm going to have to save it for the latter part of the show today. But I did this the other day.
And what I did was I jammed the whipping cream, and I wanted to know if you would actually get high from the whipping, the laughing gas that's inside of the can of whipped cream. But just like, very, very nice. I put it in that area.
Thank you.
And then I squeezed the air, and you could hear it going.
That's why I took the hard part, because I knew she would whack you.
I'm cracking up, and it's filling up.
Firm grip on there with all that
Thank
air.
You, ladies.
Okay, so I'm full of air. That's the way a show starts when you have bad behavior.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I will not open it, but I will show you that I actually do have
Or
stuff.
Actually, if you have really good behavior, you get the same reaction.
So Ginger is getting to be a serious cup.
It just doesn't matter. AJ, I'm kind of scared. It doesn't matter.
That's like a cup you pee in.
I came in and say, you're a specimen cup. And I don't know. I didn't know.
It's a little cloudy.
Last week it was an anal plug. Now this week it's a miss.
What next?
Because I had this.
I was laughing so hard because I had the air in my butt and it had to come out.
That I laughed last week, so I thought maybe the problem was she was fearful of the little thing getting lost inside the cup.
So this, so I brought the cup and one today.
That way, you know, it's not going anywhere, honey.
Look at the base. There's a good, I don't know, it's like a Coke can size base.
So I can get this in and out.
You
want
to find out?
No.
Have you ever had anal? It's moist in here too. I don't know. How do you get it on fast? I don't know. It may not have worked.
If you're willing to try it, I'll give you a prize.
But you know what? Maybe the thing is, I remember only one time doing anal sex when I was a kid.
Yeah, but by the time we, I don't have a lighter. And it we would open it and it would just go everywhere.
Substances, and then I'm like,
we would start. The fire department would be down here. I mean, we don't know how toxic it is here.
I love this.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
Where are you going with this?
Last week.
So you really got it for a week?
Yeah, it's been in there.
Wow.
It was sometimes
this chocolate.
It was.
So it's a few days old.
It's a few days old.
Think that way.
Okay. Yeah. We're not gonna.
You're taking that
instead of alcohol.
Does it rattle?
No,
I think everybody
and I
AJ said she
right
might.
Now
yeah, agrees.
This
do you want to check this out?
I'm scared.
Like, I mean, the worst
want you to
you
check
said
out
it's not really
good. This is like a door. Like
so
a
the worst thing that you're going to get, it's a fart.
Not even a pinky finger.
We're not trying to kill the girl.
I'm not the one that volunteered her. I'm just asking if she was serious about it because there are experiments that need to be done.
That all of those things.
You know what?
I know I would do that for you.
What could you say that we calm her down and make her comfortable?
Yes.
1-800 that she's on her hands and knees.
9-3-9-5-6-2
down on the ground.
Should AJ Applegate open up
a little bit her
couple fart
Mia,
from
and Silky is behind her Alexandra Silk. We've got AJ Applegate behind
that right
you got to
do it.
We've got all the news in the world.
Yo no say
favorite body parts
what
had that led to fart.
To
I don't know how that happened.
Because you said if I bent over something.
Oh, if you farted that your skirt would fly. I was describing how pretty you are. That's where
relax.
We were.
Just let it happen.
I know. And then she's wearing this little yellow cotton shirt. And I've got a little list for later on today.
God.
It's 50 things to do with your boobs. And one of them involves a cotton shirt. So you're going to be right there where you need to be.
Well, Luke, we're going around the room.
And
you
like
that. Luke Wilder.
Yeah. I like
butts.
How
do you feel about things in your ass?
I love butts, too, though.
Some of my favorite butts.
I'll tell you the truth. You know, like a fingernail and then
Anna Fox, because I just saw hers recently.
Great.
Right.
But anything
Jocelyn Stone has a fine fucking ass.
You're just not. Yeah, I'm not into it.
She's an actress, right?
Yeah, she's a new
adult. We're going to have to pull her booty out.
She has a beautiful booty. Sapphire, I love your ass. It is so firm. So
guys,
hard, so
you know, like,
fine, so
it
fine.
It really
just,
is.
I'm
you really
have
trying
really
to make
ass.
It chunky. And it's just
it's
like,
but you've got to walk out. Nina Hartley.
And designed for pleasure.
In 1980,
there's a toy that I just got in the mail that I haven't tried yet.
Until
I can't think of the name of the company right now. It might be Anarose. Maybe it is Anarose. And
I
talked my man into
butt.
Allowing me
I've
to
got,
put this
I've
in
got
his.
My butt's
butt.
Like a peach.
It's a very thin. It's not even as big as
my
pointer finger. And it's shaped so that it's supposed to go right up and hit your prostate.
Can't
see plan.
Her
there's
again.
A little bit
I mean, that's not
a handle
problem.
On it.
Ooh.
And so he said he would think about it. So I got that at home.
Oh,
and I really want to give him
and
a blowjob.
Well,
I've got this
on your
toy design just to hit your prostate. And it's very thin. I've never seen anything like it.
Tribute to the IRS,
and do it
our federal government.
No, I want to be ready for it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk him through it. I want to do the massage on the
blow him and then
breathe.
Are you ready to come?
And
I like this little topic.
Just shove it right up there.
On the little piece in white.
About just relax.
There you go.
Relaxing, and because it is so, it's not intrusive at all. I mean, obviously, it's a little intrusive. It's going up his asshole.
Oh no!
Oh god!
You know,
wait,
it's not something big at all. So I'm gonna see if I can get that done over the weekend. It's on my to-do list.
That's her homework.
That's a butt plug right there.
That is.
Are you a size queen when it comes to your ass?
What is your favorite size?
It like warms up to your body temperature.
Yeah.
I like those.
I like
well,
that's something
vibrate,
we're going to use so to warm you up. And
no.
What I was going to take out is I did this.
Lots of lube.
That's the blowjob.
It really is.
Susie's
it really
delight.
Is.
Nice.
I have. And
there was a doctor
AJ,
there, and
what
I
is
can't
the,
read it without my glasses. What does that say?
It says,
or do you take
off,
anything up there at all?
Prevent and eliminate
I just
offensive
did
body odor.
In today, 48
yes.
hours.
Now,
okay, I don't have to tell me. Tell me,
like
I'm
finally
not.
One of us other than me. I was thinking,
oh my God.
I gotta go die. You know, get it away.
He likes it, but
I'm gonna lift my legs, shooting in my butthole.
There
too.
Are a lot of people that wish
scared.
They were in your position.
No,
I'm not scared
of
the booty in general.
Come on,
I've never done
this. Give
it a good whiff. Okay,
Stephanie,
that was
good.
That's the only thing. Everything.
All right, let me see.
Do everything.
What if I give you a whip it? I've got another can of whipped cream out there.
Oh, yeah.
Her with
I have gone number two.
Oh,
wait, we were talking about AJ and her anal scene.
AJ, oh, yeah, so you yeah. did an anal
bagel scene today.
It's, yeah.
A cluster and of freckles.
And who was it with?
Okay. It's not.
I was like, if that's and, a boob scene, I'm going to cry.
Do you know him?
Is he normal?
No, I just seen him. And I'm just like,
what's his size? They know those are a cluster of cute, adorable freckles on my tushy.
Six pack.
Okay.
Total gentleman.
Her booty smells
and
bad.
What about the penis?
She's jiggling it.
I'm jiggling it. Yeah. Bad. He has the best penis. It's long, but like not thick.
Take this and
but it's
me a
so
spray.
Long. So you
I'm going to spread it open. I'm just going to back up a little
sex.
Bit because, you know, really? I don't want anything to come
so
out.
Long.
It just hit okay. The G-spot from behind and it made it happen.
I was like, what's that?
Fantastic.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So what does that do
could
now?
Could you take now this butt plug in your ass? Is that something that
I don't smell fresh. I don't know. Okay. Oh, I mean, I'm sure I probably could have, like, after working right. In for a little bit.
And yeah. I don't know if I could or not.
Guys that I've had anal sex with are pretty much the size of
feet.
It just smells like nothing.
I'm thinking I could do it,
but it would take quite some time.
Like, I smelled
the chair,
but I didn't smell.
So it's going to have to be a segment where maybe I'm reading an erotic story while you're trying to put in my butt. Because I have to be relaxed and doing something. It is radio. I can't have dead air before. I can't just have me going,
Oh, yeah.
No, but I think it can be done, and I think that if I can get it in my ass, you can get it in yours. So let's work up to it, and we'll get to it.
Now everybody thinks that Sapphire has a smelly ass pig.
It's heavy.
Thank
you.
Matter, though.
Oh, God.
That's what's going to feel good about it. That's what you're going to like the most.
I hate maybe two. Like, if this was for my vagina, then hell. Like, I'm such
a lot.
That's
a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's for your ass.
It's just showers. I'm just like,
maybe two to three showers.
What about one of those gas points where it goes in and it's really thin? But then you can pump
your own natural scent, which is
very nice. Thank you.
Where did you get it?
Better
need one.
Let me, before, when we're done with the show, we'll run out there, and I have one that I'm 99% sure that I still have at the
do it.
There's companies that send us all kinds of toys and things. So, and it's so
it's
fucking awesome.
Put me
on
the
ass.
This is
crazy. And it just, you pump it up and it gets bigger and bigger. And you just want to know
best.
If it was
on pits. Okay. Yeah.
No,
do
you
have to use it? Okay, so it's like a training
tool. I did it before a scene before.
Thank you.
I think that's a lot.
Really?
But I haven't been able to find those anywhere.
I want to say it was Doc Johnson who had it. But I will check for you. Silky, now you are doing a lot of these things, a lot of things
these
days.
I love how you didn't say anything
this time.
Are
you still a certified sex surrogate?
I'm waiting.
Thanks for asking. It's one of my...
It felt so good about that. Now I want to come to
my vibrator went off.
There's no deodorant.
It's one way I could parlay my porn skills into something that's very healing and therapeutic and help people with all the experience that I've had.
Read the name of the product. I know it's
just great to touch people. People who really I'm dealing with. People who have
see, it feels really nice on the bus.
I got it at a store
adult
called
virgin,
Susie's Delights. The doctor that designed it gave it to me.
And it's
that's
got
to be quite a
derma.
Challenge. And
noble
is it your job
noble,
to make them comfortable, to bring them out of their shell, and to finally be able to have sex? Is that the ultimate goal?
Creating a safe space.
Actually, like, I can't believe that worked.
Yeah, I mean, it took away. I was saying that, you know, she doesn't.
Spend a lot of time.
You don't have body odor.
You
have
a certain smell.
We go around.
But you know what? I think everybody needs to carry this around.
Exercises.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Client.
I love
first
this.
It.
I might
just
feel
be
it.
Hand
yeah.
It's the only sample that I have.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone. It just went into Sapphire's purse. It's gone.
Clothes on.
Fine. You know, what's your favorite part of the body now that I freshened everybody up and you
really
stole my shit?
Now, how long does each session take? Because I'm thinking of all the things you're doing. I'm going, can I have a 10-hour session, please?
Just
book me out for the day. I mentioned them all.
Okay. Deal with somebody
like
who's coming from out of town. It's a two
nice.
Week
I love
intensive.
A nice booty.
So it could be 5 hours
and you gotta
a
have
day.
A little.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's
a little bit of booty.
Letting us know that. Half hour to 2 hours
that she enjoys
once a week.
Well, I have some photos
okay,
for
and
us.
Just going to play a quick little game
that's
here. It's a lot of energy that you're giving out. Where do you get your energy back? Where do you get that from your
delicious
ass? Or is it Mr.
Bootylicious?
Some of them are, let's be honest.
Or a combination.
If you wanted some booty,
I think it's a combination
I've given you some nice booty.
Because
what I
you know,
should be
her,
guess
her
that sagalicious booty.
Writer
what I'm having
after
a
done, it's a part problem of the
with here. My trouble and lies in the fact
how she's transformed
this
their life.
Woman and has the god awful ugliest.
Someone
she has pancake ass. She's got a pancake ass with
a zebra. It's a
zigzag.
It's got to be
design on her underwear on her on her.
And let's be honest, one of the cheeks look a little lopsided.
Yeah.
Not on maybe it's the work itself.
And she does have stretch marks on the booty.
Comes and comes and comes and comes.
Ass going in. This is
the satisfaction of giving someone that freedom that they've never had before.
I know you're listening.
And for them to be able to have that release. That's amazing. I can't even imagine
choices of
how good that must make you feel.
I don't like this ass at all. If I were going to rate it, I would give it a 2.
Because it is such an intimate process.
Negative first time.
5.
I'd give it a 2.
It's
not a good ass at all.
Always I like to keep this.
Okay,
sexy,
so we
have
maybe I'd give it a 3.
Yeah. There's always.
I feel bad because I feel like I know whose ass it is, and if it's her ass, I love this girl. She's gorgeous, and I'm hoping that it's not her ass.
Just a bad picture.
I think that she might not have a nice ass, but everything else on her is gorgeous.
That's
why I don't understand. It can't be her. How did you think she has like a really fit body? How do you get certified?
Our choices on whose ass this might be. It's a celebrity's ass. That's the only thing that I'm going to give away at this point.
We got Leanne Ryan, Kate Hudson, Blake Lively, and Michelle Williams.
It's just something I knew that was out there.
For those who don't know who Blake Lively is,
I don't.
She was from Gossip
Girl. And I just knew it was
all right, the skin
calling.
Is fair. Mm-hmm.
So I sought out the International Professional Surrogate Association.
I know who this is. Oh, this is the one that I do know because I'm going in. My guess, I'm not going to do anything.
They only have 28 certified sex surrogates in the
why?
U.S.
Why?
Wow.
There's only 28?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's a lot of people doing the work, but not necessarily
this
with
is
the professional.
I really love Kate Hudson, and
that makes a big difference. You're dealing with somebody on a very deeply emotional level there.
No way.
That can
I think
she's
so.
So
if they've gone that
she's
long
fit,
without being with somebody,
in bikinis,
and then
and I'm
they're
like,
with you
I was
going to
get
stretched. Now,
it,
is your, it, I can't.
I think it's Leanne Ryan.
It's got to be just amazing
all right,
for them.
And I can't
for you.
Guess who is
now,
the
is
owner
the,
of this
the therapist
unattractive
there
ass?
When, do you actually
Leanne Ryan.
Take
Leanne
it to more face? Do you actually go all the way and give them help them to lose their virginity?
Right?
And is the therapist there when that's happening?
Oh, no, she's beautiful.
That's
who
I would have guessed just because of the skin tone.
Right.
Wow.
And
right.
I
just
so
like
I would
an hour
have been
and
really
half
disappointed
tied
it was
an hour
her.
Yeah. With my reports.
3 hours with the reports.
Say,
yeah.
Michelle
oh
Williams.
My goodness.
This I said, no, she's a little bit more
cool
quicker.
Profession.
No,
in some areas.
You
Michelle,
love it. Just your
Michelle
face. Williams? She was, your thank you was just heartfelt and honest.
Wait, how do you do it as a surrogate? I'm sorry.
Heath Ledger.
I'm curious myself.
He was a. Michelle Williams is a different person. What are you like?
And I have no memory, no recollection of
that movie, Dick.
You
know, think about it.
I loved Dick.
So I'm a substitute.
I saw the movie Dick.
Love that movie.
I did too. I have a T-shirt that says I love Dick.
It takes a while.
And I do. And it was. They gave them out on the set. I have one from that movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's true. Yeah, that was their little.
Wow.
All right. So Leanne Rimes, I'm sorry to say, just does not have an attractive ass.
Ask
number
to
2. I'm
going to
hold it up for you. Our phone number here.
Or is it, okay.
If you want to call in and guess,
really
is 1-800-893-9562.
Mm-hmm. So
ask
the
number
girlfriend
2.
Experience
this features a girl with a looks like a jean jacket
mm-hmm.
on
and
a pair of fishnet stockings with a thong.
Mm-hmm. In terms of human sexuality,
I'm wondering where you would wear that outfit. It's really
gotta be on stage.
Yeah,
it's
gotta
really
be
hot. Still
a music video
found
or something.
Out, you know what?
Because you can see it's
about.
Not like there's a little ass
you know,
crack.
Young
there's full on ass.
Boys build up a lot
fishnets
of
make everybody's ass look good.
Imagine
no.
Anxiety
can we just go back?
No. Are your clients really cranky?
Big woman.
I'm thinking, no.
I go
and
I'm in a piss porn
mood.
I was like, who in the hell?
Oh, no.
Now, she was wearing the head-to-toe fishnet over, like,
their body.
And like I said, this woman's pouring.
I also get a lot of direction from the sex therapist.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She might guide
so
you.
There, okay. one Alex, size fits all does
not,
not necessarily fit all.
Your
right.
and too fast.
No. But I bet
slower.
You money that that fishnet outfit makes her look better than if she wasn't wearing it. Than if she was
I know. The fact that I saw the ass.
Do clients come in where like they have never had sex, but they have very specific things that they want to do?
He's wearing the fishnet. The ass is not coming out. Of the fishnet.
It's a fine
this
ass.
Woman's
their toes
ass
sucked. I mean, are there people that come in and go, okay, I haven't had sex yet, I'm still virgin. What I think is going to turn me on is having my toes
stuck.
Do they have specific things they're looking for?
I mean, I don't need to be rude, but I'm just, you know,
Why didn't your friends say something?
Those are horrible friends.
Right. That all happens.
I agree. Those are horrible friends. But you know what?
What are the may I will use? What does that mean? She may have dressed herself. Who are our choices for this fine ass hair?
We got Miss Lady Gaga.
You have to be willing to say yes or no.
Concert tickets anymore.
We got Madonna.
And
her concert is just like flopping right now. She's not been able to sell out any of her concert tickets.
Really?
Communication.
We come back from our break.
I don't know.
May I will.
I don't know.
We do a little round of it and see how that goes in the studio.
She wore bacon.
I think that's the perfect game for blaming on Ginger.
Once you go bacon, I don't know where else you go.
Maybe she has to go wear like a...
Where does she wear that again? She wore it at the VMAs.
I'm
like, we're not going anywhere. We're right here on SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be right back. It's creepy. I see you waiting there. We'll get to you when we come back.
Right, like, dress out of bacon.
I'm getting hungry.
Sorry. Okay. The next one we got Madonna.
Okay, so it could be Lady Gaga, Madonna, Cher, or is turquoise and yellow, but not in a good way. It's kind of like a 60s style pattern design.
It's my
really
high
fucking
day.
Ugly.
It's the last day of the week
not
when I get to party with you
the ass as much
all night long.
So you, who are my choices
me
here?
And Ms. Radio Sapphire all together.
Christina Aguilera
for a little bit
and
of cookies and cream, a little bit of naughty and nice. a little bit of ginger and spice. We've got confessions.
I mean, sloshing.
I bring in food. I sit in it. I put my pussy, plop it right down inside that food.
I'm saying around.
Let you know how it feels. We've got a party in my panties every Friday night. We've got the weekend wrap up, just the tip, celebrity gossip, dirty movies, and more with myself, Ginger Lynn, and Ms. Radio Sapphire. Join us on Fridays.
And it's definitely not Selena Gomez because she's white.
If you're naughty and you know it, get it here.
I thought the same thing on that one. Let me get rid of this one.
If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, then you're Dick Shirley. Show it. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. That's at GingerLynnAuctions.com.
Oh, God. Now, this is intimidating.
We have AJ Applegate.
Are you struggling with that?
AJ gets to pick one side that she uses on you. I will take the other side. AJ, we have one side of this beautiful paddle that
is everyone in the room here.
Hard leather. We have the other side that is a soft,
with Alexandra Silk, with AJ Applegate.
That does not sound soft.
And we're moving on to the next portion of the show. We're going to be talking about 10 places
compared to
touch a man that turned him on the most.
I think I want that.
Where
you want the touch man give him the most pleasure. Now, Alexandra Silk, you've got quite a history in this. This is your job on a regular basis.
This show,
especially
you need
when
to go
it's men that have never had sex before. There are places that they've never been thought of being touched.
With AJ Applegate. Thanks so much for joining us.
Places that are the most erogenous.
So tomorrow.
I'm counting on you to get some answers correct.
Day.
If you do
you
not get them correct,
here.
on what I have on, LucasWhatI'mWearing.com. I have a conductor that is a piece of metal. It's about 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe 3 by 4. And it is attached to electrodes. It's down the back of my pants. So I am basically grounded. And what I will do is I've got a little thing here. It's like fully charged. I turn it on. You can hear the electricity. So what's going to happen is we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Luke, and you have to tell me an erogenous area for the man. If it's not on our list and we don't accept it, it could be something really great that we don't even know about, and you don't get shocked. But if you just have a really shitty answer or something that's not on the list, what I will be doing is coming around. And what happens here, Sapphire, is the electricity that is on right now is going through me. So if I were to touch you, we both get shocked.
Oh, God.
So
I quit.
I'm just kidding.
I am afraid now. No, actually, that's kind of awesome.
And there's 10 answers?
There's 10 answers. If there's one on here that we think that is really good, then you don't get shocked. So it's kind of like we're all a panel here. So we'll ask Luke a question, or we'll say, you know, what's a body part that is an erogenous zone for men? And then we kind of look around and go, okay, I'll give him that one. And we vote, and there's 4 of us. So if we need a tiebreaker, it'll be Jeremy in the back. And if it's not on the list or we don't accept it, we don't like it, then you get shocked.
Okay.
and it happens to everybody. And I'm going to go for nipples.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm going to go for clips.
I'm scared.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get it, too. It's attached to my body. Luke, it's not dangerous.
It's not dangerous. It's no voltage. But it can if you put lighter fluid on your body.
Well, thank God we don't.
She can ignite the lighter fluid with a shock.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I do have a lot of hair product in my hair right now. I mean,
You'll be fine.
This sounds like fun.
All right, so we're going to go around the room. And Sapphire, did you peek at the list at all?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Lie like a fucking dog.
You've been cheating all day.
She is a cheater. She's a total fucking cheater.
First of all, you put it in front of
me. I think we should change the rules.
I think we should.
I think that if any of us get a wrong answer,
yes,
that Sapphire should get shocked.
You know what?
I don't like this.
Luke, you are a man after my own clit.
Thank you, dear.
Yes. And she's the closest one, so no matter who gets it wrong, Sapphire gets punished.
And you don't have to get
like
out of your
it.
Seat.
This is perfect.
I don't like. I quit.
All right.
There must be something. Maybe Jeremy can back me up. Jeremy.
All right. Well,
do you think I'm a cheater?
No, you don't look like a cheater.
She
doesn't look
you.
Like a cheater. She is one.
So she's a good con lady.
All right, be careful,
Sapphire.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Where is it? Tell me a place to touch a man to give him the most pleasure.
His pee spot.
And his pee spot. Is there a name for the pee spot?
A.K.A. the perineum.
You got really technical.
Mm-hmm. She said, you know, what is it called?
So
it's nestled. Actually, the perineum is not the pee-pee hole.
Yeah, it's no, in not the pee-pee hole. She they call it the pee spot. Yeah.
The isn't the pee spot you're in your butt?
Urethra.
Yeah.
No, the urethra is on.
It's the pee-pee hole, but the pee spot, it's in.
The pee spot is
near the prostate.
Your prostate. That's not the perineum.
Oh, no, the perineum's like right in between the butt crack.
Oh, in between the balls. Yeah.
In between the balls. Like, there we go.
Yes. The perineum.
Oh, I was going to say that, and I didn't know what it was called.
Yay.
It's one of the most pleasurable zones in a man's body, and it's nestled right behind his penis. Uh-huh. It's the piece of skin between his balls and his anus.
Yep, there we go.
So you didn't mention anything that was on there, Sapphire. And
no, I did correct myself. I did say between the
booty. No, she's right.
Move your arm.
It doesn't matter, baby.
Move your arm.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
What is it?
Did I touch her?
Electro.
You don't feel it, even though it's connected to you?
Oh, no, I totally feel it. But it's much more.
Does it feel like if you, like, shock yourself on, like, carpet or something?
It's
oh, my exactly. God.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Oh,
feels, like, into your bone, and I don't like you right now.
It's so off.
It's not even turned
on. It's turned.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Sapphire has no points and just got shocked for getting her own answer wrong. Luke Wilder in studio with us today. We're playing Where to Touch a Man to Give Him the Most Pleasure. Luke Wilder, can you give me a spot that men especially love to be touched on?
A lot of guys like the nipples.
Nipples. Nipples are not on here, I agree, and I found that a lot of men do like their nipples touched. I say that Luke gets that one right. I'm going to give
but
him
that. But that's not
right.
The top 10.
Ooh, thank you.
No, that's
gotta,
right.
It's got to be the top 10.
Anyway.
So Sapphire gets shocked.
No, save me. Not me. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I love the noise.
Turned it up a little bit too.
You know, it's actually good for skin circulation, by the way.
Yeah. I'm awake now. I'm awake. I'm
really
alert.
That's great.
That's great, Ginger. I know you don't like to be touched. Get away from my ears. Sweet Pea, are you on the line?
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sweet Pea.
How are you, hon?
I'm shockingly wonderful right now. I just... shocked the fuck out of Sapphire here. We're having a really good day. Sweet Pea, can you mention, you know, you're playing for Sapphire or against her? Name a spot.
Are you playing for me or against me?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, oh God. Oh,
all right. Are you? It'll matter. Are you playing for Sapphire or against her?
For
Sapphire. Okay. So can you name a spot on a man's body in the top 10?
Where he likes to be touched.
Where he likes to be touched. What is the spot that a man feels the most pleasure?
I would go straight up near the head. I would go with the neck.
The neck. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Really?
That is
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Is the third thing on the list. It says suck it. Suck his Adam's apple. It's a very sensual area to suck and will bring him great pleasure. You can bite his neck. You can go up from the front to the back and all the way around and also tickle the neck. The neck was the number 3, and I lied. There are only 5 of the things on here. So one of them is definitely the neck. So for the first time ever, thanks to Sweet Pea, right now, Sapphire
doesn't get shocked.
Is spared.
Thank you.
Poor Ginger can't even touch Sapphire.
I know. Poor me.
Oh, God. Yes, Sweet Pea.
Can I give a comment to Alexandria for 1 second?
Of course. And I believe it's Alexandra.
Or Alex.
Alexandra, sorry.
That's
Alexandra,
okay. You were close.
You're involved in Fallen Angel TV?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. FallenAngelTV.com.
Yep, well, I'm falling in love with 4 lovely angels there in the studios with their...
You're falling in love with what, honey?
Oh, us
four lovely angels that are there. In
thank you. It took me a second because I'm so not an angel.
No, you're like, just a devil.
What the hell is he talking about?
We're like Charlie's Angels, only bad.
He's counting Luke. He's not counting me.
Where did the dog come from?
I know. I heard this barking noise, and I thought it was a sound effect. And I'm like, okay.
That I queefed. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
I just want to say I love you all.
Aw, thank you, Sweepy. We love you
so much, Sweepy. It's always such a pleasure to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do you have any sex lined up with either your MILF or your tranny this weekend?
I got a good thing going with my MILF. I'm going to keep going with it.
Keep going with the MILF. And just can I give a little background on your experience, Sweepy?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, Sweepy, you were a virgin until you were how old?
Probably I would say... Late 30s.
Late 30s, okay. And
I would say about 35,
mid-30s. Which is quite a bit older than most men on average. Did you have a surrogate, or how did you get your first lover?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I just went with the Craigslist ad and just went from there.
And you were comfortable enough to do it. That's awesome. That's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Sweet
Pea. Very brave.
Have a
naughty boy.
Great, nasty, wild, wonderful weekend with your woman, and it's always good to hear from you, honey. We love you.
Always great to hear from you, and I love you all.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Sweet Pea, for mentioning fallenangel.com. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Fallenangel.com. There you go. Thank you, Sweet
Pea. Come again.
Oh, he will. Now, Luke, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
I hope so. I'm beginning to sweat, and I can feel it dripping down my back, and I've got this metal plate. Am I going to cause...
No, you'll be fine.
I'll be okay? Because I know that what I'm doing to a sapphire is one thing, but I'm just now... like
Ashley, I'm like, you know what? Please, just let me hold her.
I'm just thinking of the water with the electricity.
No, maybe we should just turn this little thing on and test it for you.
You know what? We'll turn it on and touch noses.
No.
Why?
You can touch something else.
Oh, that would be so cute.
You can touch something else, like something electric.
I need actual skin.
Oh,
it has to be skin.
Damn it.
There are only 5 things on the list, and we've got around, and perineum doesn't count anymore because...
I thought there was 10.
Perineum.
There's only 5?
There's only 5.
So far we got the neck and the perineum.
Perineum.
And the neck.
And we added the nipples.
And then we added the nipples, so there are still other things on
this
list.
So there's only 4. Three.
There's 3 more things that are great places to touch a man. Alex, you're next in line. Where does a man like to be touched that will turn him on?
Ooh. Get it right, girl.
Well, it's one of the erogenous zones, so I'm going to say the mouth.
Poor Sapphire. The mouth is not on the list I am really sorry to say there's no mouth on the list. You would think.
Yeah,
I would think so. I would think that it would be an
erogenous zone. Because of sweet kisses, you know?
All right, I'll give you a choice. It's your nose or your nipple.
Do the nipple.
Nipple.
Okay, get your nipple out then. You got to have it. You won't go through the
I can't do nudes. Know that.
Face the wall. Nobody will see you.
Oy vey.
We'll close our eyes. Nobody will look. I'm not watching.
It'll tickle.
It'll be fast and it'll be fabulous.
It'll be fast.
She's so scared right now.
I'm really scared.
Are you ready?
No, actually, I want my nose. Yes. Good.
Right?
Shock yourself. Oh, God. Okay,
didn't
even work.
Oh, I smell something burning.
No! Oh my God!
Smell that?
I feel like I'm just like this science experiment. You know, like when kids are like, "Mom, try my science experiment. It's gonna be fine."
You should see your hair now, baby.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it didn't. So. I'll get the afro I always wanted. Honestly.
AJ Applegate, it's now up to you to decide Sapphire's final fate, and then of course I'll guess one, and I feel like I have all the answers.
Dead after you say it'll be
wrong. I'm gonna
try
to go for something different And I'm going to say the lower back.
No.
Inner thigh?
Oh, that is.
No.
What?
No.
God damn it, AJ.
I'm
Are you
so
sure?
Sorry. I'm positive. I'll
you better check. You better put your peepers on.
I've got them good at eye this.
No, the last three places, one I would have guessed, the other two I would not have.
Wait, can I guess? I guess one.
Yeah. But you know the answers.
No. I didn't see all of them. Yeah. So I'm going to guess.
All right. If you guess it right, somebody else gets to get shocked.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go for the head.
Oh, yes. Right. We forgot about that.
The scalp.
The scalp.
The head. The scalp. Your head.
Oh.
Yes, the head. Going for a man's scalp and a head is one of the most erogenous zones, according to this, that there is.
Wait, can I guess again?
Yeah. He's like, I want her to be shocked.
I have a new guess.
Yes. All right.
The ear.
Yes, the earlobe. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. I'm
Absolutely.
And I feel like I know the last one.
Go, girl. And what is the last one?
Wait, do they have anything like, I mean, would it be the prostate or something?
Yeah!
It's not the prostate. Oh. We already said the perineum.
Perineum.
No, it's not the perineum. It's not the prostate. Oh, wow.
You got this.
I feel like it has to be something with, like, the back or something. I don't know why. I feel like I've seen this before, like, their leg, like, their thighs or something, like. Where else could you really be touched?
You're about to get shocked. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just shocker.
All right, the
above
correct answer.
The penis, wherever this is.
No,
the
love trails.
We need the answer before.
She's going to say
it was
love trails.
The anus. Nobody said the anus.
Oh, we forgot.
You
forgot
that? Nobody said the penis either.
I think I was thought it was different things.
Yes.
I got the ear right.
Give me your earlobe.
Oh, my God. I thought I
oh, no. Oh, wait. You have metal on there.
Oh, no. Not the earlobe.
You kind of like that.
And I keep forgetting that she has it on, so if I touch her, it makes it worse.
AJ Applegate, I'm coming over. Do you have a body part that you want shocked?
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
I mean, not that you want, but of all the ones that you have, which one is going to be the least?
How about we pick?
What?
We vote? All right, I vote nipple.
Oh, come
booty.
On.
I'm for nipple.
All right, two nipples and a booty.
I'll do the booty.
Alexandra, what's the final?
Yeah, nipple.
What?
Yeah,
three nipples.
Even the dog said nipple. So
you guys
are the
dog.
Everybody
said
nipple.
Oh,
right, come on.
It's not that bad, is it, Sapphire?
Will it reach all the way over?
It might.
You can see my nipples, too.
Oh, see, they're all perky and ready for them. You can do this.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
It depends upon how she touches you. Yeah. It probably won't be anything.
She's going to be mean.
What happens if you palm it? What if you palm the tit?
Wait, I think
what? Like grasp it? Like, wouldn't that be even worse?
Try to keep it flat on my back so I have full connection. All right. Turning it on.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Sounds like a mental hospital.
I need an actual nipple. It can't be through the shirt. It won't work.
It'll be over.
See?
Wow.
She's already screaming.
Wow.
Wait.
I'm loving this. So Ginger is crawling her fingers. Yeah, she's crawling her fingers across the boobs. So.
AJ. I just touched you.
See what I mean?
It's not going on my nipple.
Give me the nipple. It won't hurt.
No, it just hurt.
No, but it didn't hurt.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God! Oh, I felt that through her.
How did I? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just scary. It's really not that bad. But I know my nipples.
Yeah, they're a little.
You should see how erect they are.
They were
my
a little
nipples
pointy.
Are always hard.
They're like they went. Those are like solid gold right now.
Oh my God, that was so scary. That was so scary.
You must have had that turned up all the way.
I did. No, I had it turned up pretty high. Will you unplug it?
Yeah,
yes.
I
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I don't like that. That thing
is evil. Are you serious?
Really? That thing was evil.
Do you want to wear it and touch other people?
No.
That was scary.
Because I'm going to feel it.
No, you actually don't. Yeah, you didn't feel that?
Oh, I won't feel it?
No. You don't feel it, Ginger, when you're electrifying other people, right?
I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I feel whatever you're feeling, I feel the same. And it goes from my body into yours.
You know, the broader the surface that you touch them with, the less they actually get shocked.
Right. That's why I pick one pinpoint and I'm like, I'm evil.
She knew that.
Yeah, because if I was doing it, I'd just like.
You know those things, the little pinwheel?
Just get her back and go like this on the carpet one day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Have you ever seen the pinwheel?
Oh, yeah, the Wharton.
The little nerve sense tester thing.
I love that.
And
what is
you
that?
You electrify your body and you run the pinwheel. Oh, my God, it's really nasty.
Oh, I have one of those here.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No.
Why did you give her that idea?
Oh, Luke. Oh, my God.
She's already unplugged.
We're going to have to take a quick little break here. We've got Carlos from Casanova Wear here in the studio right now.
Nice.
I am Ginger Lynn with
Miss Sapphire.
And
Luke Wilder.
And
Alexandra Silk.
And
AJ Applegate.
Who is still standing around. We haven't lost her yet.
Oh my God.
This is so much fun. On Blame It On Ginger.
Oh my God.
That was the scariest thing of my life.
That was a fun.
Thank you.
it's me, Ginger Lynn. I want you to join me on Mound Mondays with the talented, the beautiful, the sexy Miss Nina Hartley. You're going to get a little sex breakdown. You're going to get deep inside Nina Hartley. Nina's going to go over her BDSM checklist where she's going to tell you just how naughty to be, how to do it right, how not to get hurt, and how to make your lover beg for it. She's going to make me beg for it in her little game called Forced Orgasms. And did you know, Nina's going to let you know anything and everything that you didn't know about sex and were afraid to ask. That's Mound Mondays with Ginger Lynn and Nina Hartley.
That puppy love.
Hopeless romantic.
It's great.
The kind of music that makes me want to stop shocking you. I want to just lie you down on your belly. I want to crawl on top of you. I want to pour warm oil all over your back and your ass, down the back of your legs, and I want to sit the back of the bottom of my pussy on the back of your neck. And I just lost everything. Now I'm back. All right. So I want that. With that music makes me want to give you a massage with my pussy.
It was sexy.
I just went to a whole different place there. I went from beating the fuck out of people and
shocking the hell out of them. And
that was scary.
Shock therapy to all of a sudden getting sexy. We have me. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger. Today is Cookies and Cream. I am the cream and the cookies. Who is the cookie? Wait.
I am the cookie, Miss Sapphire.
Miss Sapphire. And we have a brand new guest in studio, Carlos from Casanova Wear.
Hello.
Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you.
Welcome, Carlos. We've still got the wonderful
Luke Wilder.
And the beautiful
Alexandra Silk.
And our brand new guinea pig, Miss
Asia Applegate.
And she just rolled her eyes. When they told you when you were invited to come on the show, was there an explanation or a warning? Was there anything before you came on except you're going to do the Ginger Lynn Blame It on Ginger radio show?
Yep, that was it.
That was it.
And so they said, do you want to do it? I said, yeah.
Will you ever talk to me again?
Yeah. I knew who you were, so I was like, yeah, I want to do it. Aww. I want to meet her.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm really, really glad. And is your nipple going to be okay?
I think so. I think I'll make it.
It's still hard. I'm looking at it right now.
My nipples are always hard, like 100% of the time.
Thank you, God.
Well, we've got... Life is delicious. It's a beautiful world. Now, Carlos, you have several products. Your company is CasanovaWear.com.
Yes.
How do you spell Casanova?
CasanovaWear. W-E-A-R.
W-E-A-R. And the last time I saw you, I won't mention, I don't know what you've got that's new. What is it that you've got today that is new in, I won't say what's old, but what is new in your Casanova Wear line? And what makes your product so different than everything else out there that I love having you on the air?
Well, the Pleasure app is what I'm promoting. And I moved to L.A. now. So you're here, which is fabulous. Yeah, I love it. And the sash is amazing. It's if two people are very open, you can do so much with it. It wraps around the female. It's got cushion in front. It's 12 feet long, 4 yards, and it's made out of satin. It looks very pretty, and on the end, it's got little floggers, and you can wrap them up, tie them up all different ways, and spank them.
So it's a beautiful bondage type of device that's made out of satin, that's got an intricate, wonderful, beautiful design on it that not only can you tie your girl up, but you can fuck them in different ways. Yes. You can use it in, there's a thousand ways to use this.
Yes, and it really brings them in and keeps you in sync and no slippage coming out.
So it's almost like
especially when they're on top. Yes.
When they're on top.
Yes.
Now, would you be willing to give us an example or a sample or a demonstration?
Yes, I'd love to.
Now, Luke Wilder will be your partner.
See, we got you all ready for
everyone.
It.
It's for everyone. It's good for everyone.
It's good for everybody. No, we drew straws, and the winner was AJ Applegate. She has won the demonstration for today.
I won. So can you hold one up?
I want to see what this looks like. Let me see one and pass it through from myself or from yourself.
It's silky.
Over.
I like it. It's silky.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful.
Love
it
silk.
Is
probably about, I'm going to guess, 5 inches wide at the area that I have. On the very edge, black with a beautiful Asian design.
It looks like a kimono.
Yeah, that's what I'm
beautiful. Beautiful. And then there's a whip on the very end of it. Little flogger. Ooh, that's a nice flogger. Yeah. Nice one. And how does it get wider in the middle, or is it 5 inches
no,
all the way?
It's all the way across. But in the middle, it's got a little cushion
Let's
for comfort.
See what the, oh, I can see.
Because if the women aren't happy, no one's going to be happy.
Oh, it's okay.
A built-in
like
pillow.
There's a built-in pillow.
Oh, that
pillow.
Is like
amazing.
There's
going to be a lot of pulling.
Feel it right
that.
There? Ooh. There's a lot of pulling. So what is your, how many different things can you do with this?
Oh, my God. I can go on and on. At least 30.
At least 30. Okay. Wow. What is the number one thing that you recommend? Does this come with a guidebook with a list? All right. Then, AJ, would you be so kind as to get into whatever position Carlos tells you to?
Yeah.
I love it.
Carlos, where would you like AJ right now? Our cameras, we've got a camera up here that sees the whole room. Okay. We've got a close-up on one that's on that side of the room.
Anywhere I can bend her over something.
Anywhere. So,
whoa.
Bend her over.
Whoa.
So I would say
nice meeting you.
Carlos, AJ, I'm going to say...
You can bend me over on this chair.
There you go. Be the perfect spot. Yes. All right, love this is beautiful. All right, we've got Carlos going in. AJ, you've been like my favorite new guest in a long time that just met me. See, like Silky and Luke always know that you don't know what you're in for.
Right.
And they still come over. And you've been just a wonderful volunteer is what we'll call it today.
Exactly.
Carlos is standing up, walking over.
And it looked like he has this little strut going on.
And a big-ass smile.
He's, like, too excited for this.
Seriously.
When it's all over with, blame it on Ginger Baby.
Yeah. Really?
Just bend over and, like, doggy.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, Carlos, honey.
The little cushion part right here in front.
Tying it around the cushion part. Oh, my God. Just the actual watching you tie this long, beautiful, intricate piece of satin around AJ Applegate's waist.
Is this where the pillow is?
And the pillow
is up in front?
There's your cushion. Nice. All right. Now he's got it tied in a single knot, now a double knot.
Just to keep it in. Once you have that on, you leave that until she's completely satisfied.
All right, so.
Now, is it comfortable? Does it feel comfortable on you?
Yeah, like it just feels like a blanket or something. Like it's just like a
little satin, a little pillow.
That's then you wrap up.
And you can fill the pillow.
Now, what Carlos is doing is wrapping the. Okay, so he's got...
Nice. He's got the nice
going on. Oh, he is really taking initiative. I mean...
I'm like kind of swinging around on this chair, though. I mean...
Take your time there, bro.
Carlos, you didn't even...
This chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Once you start going... Then the spanking starts.
Oh, okay. So he's like moving into it? Okay. Now he's riding her.
One cheek at a time.
No, he is really riding her like it's like a rodeo over here. I'm liking the motion going on.
She says, give it to me harder. You go, not a problem.
Give it to me harder, daddy.
So then you grab
her. Nice. Now Carlos has got one around each arm.
Okay, so he's rocking it.
Closer and closer.
I mean, oh.
Nice.
No, Carlos, you look like you're just like.
You can also tie hands behind their back. Just a couple seconds.
Taking
I like this
arm.
One.
Okay.
Oh.
Now that's hot. That's cute.
This whole. But how do you know how to tie everything?
Wow.
So
he's just all intertwined.
No, in the.
It's very, very basic knots. Oh, now he's got it tied around her neck.
Nice.
Oh my God. Let me get a photo.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. He wrapped her up like a present.
He did. Now he has. Yes, AJ like wrapped around from neck to around the waist.
This is a good tool.
Okay, so now he's rocking it, tongue out and everything.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Got it.
Now. You said in the booklet, it tells you, like, how to do all the positions, right? So does it also give you, like, the tying tricks, anything like that?
Yeah.
I mean, for all the beginners.
You can also go on the website and look at the videos and the shows.
Okay.
So you get on top and then you can ride me.
All right. Carlos has given AJ permission to get on top.
Carlos is really...
Now she got...
Wait, it's stuck on my shoe. Okay.
Is she going to face?
See, this could get.
Carlos has sat down in the chair.
Right on AJ. AJ is on top of Carlos right now.
When they're on top, kind of keeps them in sync. And she can even lean back.
Wow. AJ's really trying hard. That skirt is right up. That skirt is coming off.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, he's really having his fun. He's riding. Oh, my God.
This is the most amazing invention ever.
I like it.
Simple and beautiful.
It's like having
this. So complicated, though.
Wow, he's got
it. If she wants to choke me out, we can choke each other out.
Made a handle.
This is like already getting sweaty.
This is sexual.
He's breaking a little sweat right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call sexual origami going on over here. I mean, they are getting intertwined in between each other. Carlos is getting choked.
Let me see these
AJ
bloggers.
Was getting choked. I mean, there's just so much going on. This is.
Made a handle out of it.
Really?
Yes, you can tie out their legs.
Oh, and these are.
Are they leather?
Yeah.
Leather, yeah.
Oh,
leather.
At the end?
The ends are the leather straps. It's an 8-foot long piece of beautiful silk that has leather whips on the end.
Wow.
It's got padding around the middle for a pillow.
Now that I.
And,
AJ practically came out of her clothes right now.
There's another, let's see.
Booty was out.
He's like, I'm ready for another one.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is,
all right, let's
now he has AJ's legs tied up in a bind.
So this way, when you're in here and her legs are up high, you can really bring them in as you're.
Okay, so you're trying to bring her in sideways. Okay, so she's on
a bed.
On the bed.
Like mesh style?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just keeps them all tied up, and then you can really get in from here.
So from the booty on onto okay. Nice. Now AJ is getting her legs spread open by Carlos, wrapped up.
This
arm
is Carlos again. AJ. Carlos. AJ. AJ. Carlos.
Yeah. AJ is getting wrapped up from ankle to hands.
And then I'm like
this.
Really. Whoa! Oh, okay. So now he like really brought her in.
Especially when she's laying down. So it's kind of tough on a chair, but if she's laying down, you can.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Nice.
This is so fucking cool. Are you hating this, Carlos? Is it really?
The poor guy.
I know.
He has to go
Poor Carlos.
Carlos, you must really hate your job. You must really hate this invention.
Did you make this yourself?
Yes, I sewed it and everything.
Wow.
Did you really?
He's like ready to take
That's crazy.
I don't think he's going to untie me.
So your prize for the day, Carlos, is AJ Applegate.
AJ,
I forgot to mention that
Ginger just gives me a
unless, of course, you want to come home with me. Now, if you want to come home with me and have a three-way with me and my boyfriend, then we'll change the whole thing.
There you go.
That can happen. I can make that happen now.
Well, what if I want to take AJ home?
I
got to wrap. We're going to really think about this. We got to think about this.
Well, I'm already. I've got Silky and Luke are going to be there.
Okay.
You know what? I'm inviting everybody but you.
So first,
so you shock her all day.
Yes, you beat me. You shock me. And now you're going to put me in this.
You told me you did not like me anymore.
Someone's gonna
love you.
Dog.
I love you.
You quit on me. You said I quit.
No. I love you.
Sapphire.
No, that was nice.
All right, then we'll all have sex.
Sapphire.
Yeah, let's all have sex then.
Somebody's going to have to walk the dog while we're in there.
Well, the dog can walk itself. How about that?
I've got a dog run.
Unless if it's like walking the dog like this. I mean, then I'll take that.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Does that only come in black and
black
red?
Black and red, correct.
I like that.
I love it. It's got that real oriental feel to it.
Yeah,
it reminds me of those things that the Japanese geisha girls used to wrap around themselves, even with the pillow on it.
I like it. Yeah. Nice.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some of your other designs, and I must tell you, this is my all-time favorite.
Oh,
this is
just—it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
It's well-made. It's perfect, and I'm a big fan of bondage and domination, bondage and discipline.
Yes,
and
where can people find this product that we've been talking about?
At the website, which is casanovaware.com.
Casanovaware.com. And are they reasonably priced? Do you want
to? Yeah, they're $60, which is really good.
That's fabulous.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And or you can call me. I'll come deliver and do a demo myself.
I mean, the way that that is there anything to do? The next little segment that we're going to do with you here while you're here is 50 different things to do with your titties. And I'm wondering, are there different things to do with your titties with the Casanova? What is the name of this product?
The Pleasure Wrap.
The Pleasure Wrap. Yes. Are there anything specific, any things that you can do with your titties with the Pleasure Wrap?
Well, yes, you can, like I said, it's up to your imagination, but I've wrapped them around, especially women with some nice big titties. You can wrap them around and almost tie them up.
Could you just demonstrate on Sapphire?
Well, she would have to be topless to really get that full effect.
You need
now
that
you're
full
making
effect.
Her blush.
Is that a yes or a no? That's a no.
She only goes bottomless.
Okay, AJ.
I have small tits.
We got to go with your tits.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know if I can get them out. We can do this. I mean, hold on. Let me see. Okay, so Ginger Lynn is trying to get herself unstripped.
Go, girl. Go, girl.
There we go.
Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to do it a double way.
A double way? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the camera's look. Don't look at me now.
Yes, look at you now. You're giving everybody a live show. No, what's so? You have a nice. Oh, that's a pretty bra. I have that same color. Did you steal my bra?
Is your bra?
That looks like my bra.
I'm gonna get my titties out.
Yeah, get them out. Get those nice titties out.
Ginger Lynn, those are boobage. Ooh.
What's your way?
Aw, stop it.
It's okay.
Ginger,
it's okay.
You still got the hot body, girl.
You still have the nice body.
Those are some hot titties.
You know what? It'll be 2 years on March 31st since I stopped smoking, so I'm not going
to. Congratulations.
Well, good for you.
I think that's the last time I seen you.
So cute.
All right, so now you're getting ready. You're getting ready for Carlos. But you're going to have the wrap around you.
I'm going to have this around me first as well.
Wow, you're fine.
You have great.
You have nice boobs.
No, my titties.
And these are all yours. These are yours.
I grew these myself. Just going to get.
I grew these myself.
Little.
I love them. One thing I'm very jealous of. Her nipples always stay hard, just like yours, AJ. Just always stay hard. Nice little pink, little nip nips.
I'm not allowed to actually touch my nipples. I do have a man now.
You had one before, too.
See, we can touch the breasts, but we can't touch the nipples.
Yeah, but he didn't count. I have a real man. That's
fine.
Oh, I got a real man, baby. So you can tie me up, but you just can't. You can't do
check.
You can't do me.
You can't do me.
It's a whole different show.
All right, so Ginger Lynn is assuming the position to get wrapped by Carlos.
Right. All right, I'm.
But Ginger's man, she is not being done. We need to inform you.
Let's make that disclaimer right now.
Right.
She's just getting wrapped up, just like a present for you when you get home tonight.
He's not touching her. It's all the material.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Oh, and just the camera.
Ooh. Okay, now the camera, everybody who isn't on SkidRowStudios.com.
Ginger has just started to glow.
Yes, Ginger has her boobs wrapped up in an X position. Nice and right. Now, how does it feel, Ginger?
It feels fucking amazing. I've been tied up with a lot of different things. I've been tied up with scars. I've been tied up with ropes. I've been tied up with leather. There is something extremely sexual, and there's a tightness.
Okay, now Ginger's getting in the mirror. She's at home now. She's feeling it.
Oh, that's sexy.
She likes it. She's getting choked.
Oh, that's hot.
I feel like she's about to pass out from this pleasure right now.
She's got that look in her eyes now, guys.
She's done. She has her zen zone.
Wow. Oh, you can even flog her tits at the same time.
Oh, look at that.
Wrap her up.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. You get the little tickle play.
Here, let me see if I can do it. Let me see if I can flog my own.
There you go. There you go. I want to flog your tits. Let me flog your boobs.
Flog them.
Flog that titty. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting even.
All right, let's get it. Yeah, I'm getting even.
Yeah.
Tie her up tighter. Let's get it again.
Get him a little closer to you. Further away or closer?
All right, should I go hard or soft for her?
Hard.
Harder?
Right, that's go. Ginger Lynn, girl.
Ow!
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Let's do one more. Okay, here we go. I'm going to flog her again. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Please, may I have another?
Actually, I can keep doing this till the show ends. Yes. If I get bruised, my man will be in trouble. Just blame it on me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Blame it on Ginger.
Yep.
There we go. Is that like a mini cat of nine tails on the end there?
It's beautiful. Oh, I like the little red marks.
Wow. Yeah, you got little marks right now.
Yeah.
Looking good.
I love the feel of this. Mm-hmm. It's just...
It's so soft.
Yeah, I do.
It's beautiful.
I'm just going, fuck. Look at my nipples.
Your nipples are thanking you.
They're going.
I mean, they got a little bit pinky.
Yeah,
they're looking
good.
They're looking
good. Oh, my God, Carlos, this is...
This is a great invention.
Thank you, Carlos, for bringing that
pleasure
out.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I think everybody out there at Skid Row is thanking Carlos, is thanking Luke. Yes.
Wow. Oh, my.
I mean, she's really.
We're almost out of time, ladies, and I just want to ask you one thing.
Yes.
Have you checked out our blog, sexacrossamerica.com?
No, what is sexacrossamerica.com?
Okay, well, you know, first we did a series with Adam and Eve, Fallen Angel Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was called Sex Across America. We went all over the country and we did different cities. We did San Francisco and Hawaii and
New
York.
When you say you did, what did you do?
We brought a bunch of porn stars with us and we invaded the city.
Wow.
However,
great DVD.
Now we have kind of evolved into this blog that is dedicated to rational discussion about sex. Mm. So we don't take a left-wing approach or a right-wing approach. In fact, we're trying to really take a empirical kind of journalistic perspective on sex across America. Every Monday we post. And we would just love for... There's nothing being sold on the site. There's no charge for it whatsoever. We put a lot of time and effort into, you know, writing these blogs, these posts every Monday. And we'd just love for you to check it out. You know, like, be part of the community. Talk about sex. Talk about what you like, what you don't like. And, you know, try to be non-judgmental.
Yes.
You know, and where can people find it?
Sexacrossamerica.com, baby.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I love that.
And, you know, we love your rap thing.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Maybe one day, you know, we'll do a little post about that. We can talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Send us some photos and we'll put it up there. And even, you know, your show on here, Blame It on Ginger.
There you go. Well, we want everyone to go to it's sexacrossamerica.com.
Exactly.
Sexacrossamerica.com. And AJ, where can people find you once again?
I don't have my own website yet or anything, but you can find me on Twitter.
There we go.
What's your Twitter handle?
AJ Applegate XXX.
All right. AJ Applegate XXX. I'm Blame It on Ginger on Twitter. I'm Blame It on Ginger everywhere. I mean, you're easy to find. You're very easy to find.
I'm just easy, baby. I'm just easy. That's really bad.
That's perfect. And you can find me, Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIO Sapphire, SAPPHIRE, on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Kick, and of course, every Monday night at ustream.tv. Just look up Erotic City Radio.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Awesome.
And I'm Carlos at CasanovaWare.com.
Perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. Now we know where
Alex.
We can find...
Go ahead. Now we're waiting for Alex.
And I'm AlexanderSilk.com.
Mm.
And FallenAngelTV.com.
Beautiful. And if I wanted to... If let's say that I was having difficulties having sex with women and I was really shy and I wanted to, like, learn how to be comfortable with another woman, would there be a place or a way for me to find you to maybe have you help me through my difficult times?
Well, I refer people to the IPSA website, the IPSA.org website, and they do the referrals.
IPSA.org. So can I request you personally?
Ooh, you could.
I can. So in your surrogacy, you do both men and women?
Yes.
Beautiful.
But a prerequisite is that the person already be in therapy.
Okay.
With a professional
I've been in therapy
sex.
Forever. I started so just, like two.
So before they come in.
So he's right.
Okay.
Have to make that sure and dandy. Ginger. Yes. Naughty woman. Now, before we wrap everything else up, I mean, these
do you
guests.
Have any news?
Do I have any news?
Yes, I do.
Any news?
I have always news.
I've been waiting for news, and I have not given you your news time lately.
Why? I mean, I have plenty. I mean, I don't even know where to go.
Just
from
give me
here.
One little piece of sex and news, sex in the news, or regular news. Anything that you have not been able to talk about, that you need to get off of your chest.
Okay.
I know there's something.
We're not going to talk about that.
My hands.
Her hands are amazing. Her hands are amazing. But I can do say this. There was a man just recently, and he graphed every time he masturbated for one full year.
He what?
Masturbated for a full year.
Before that, would you say?
Oh, he basically just made a chart.
He made a chart.
Oh, okay.
Every time he masturbated. So he said he couldn't kick his porn habit. Okay, and so he didn't do it for science, but he just said, I'm curious, how often do I masturbate? And the kid is 18, and he was just like, you know, one day I just want to know for a year, how much do I masturbate? Because a lot of people, you know, don't know. Mm-hmm. Or they always say, you know, I masturbate too much, but really how much is it to masturbate too much? Right. Like, on average, how often would you guys say you masturbated?
Probably once a day.
Once a day? Okay.
Well, my first time, I was 35 after being married for 15 years.
Wait, the first time ever.
Believe
what?
Yes,
no. I started masturbating at like 10.
I've always had girlfriends, and I'd have wet dreams.
Yeah,
really?
Every night.
Really?
But it wasn't really until I was 35 and married for 15 years that then I decided, well, there's something wrong here. And
wow.
And then since I moved to LA, because I had 5 girlfriends back home, but I would tell them all on the first date that wow. I'm seeing 4 women right now, and if we were to get together, I'm only going to be able to see you once a week. So I was always, every night was entertaining and doing something, but I moved to LA and I wanted something different. I wasn't trying to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you know, think about my product and trying to get that out. So I'm trying to stay home and take care of myself. And once does it.
So about once a day for you as well?
Yeah, when I don't have no company, and which is...
Right now, you're just at a transitional phase. At a transitional. What about you, Steph?
Gosh, I mean, I used to masturbate every day, and then I got into a relationship, so I was like, oh, I don't really need to masturbate as often. But I can say that my body misses me because I haven't masturbated in like 3 weeks, and I'm dying.
Oh, gore.
I'm dying.
You've had orgasms, but
yes.
It's not your own.
Mm-hmm. It's not my own personal orgasm. So I'm like,
you know exactly what to do. You can do it in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Or
exactly. The only thing is, I can't do my own what I call splash waterfalls when I, you know, when I squirt.
Your
so
squirt.
It's,
yeah. Somebody else has to help you with that.
Yeah, someone always has to help me with that. So, I mean, it's amazing that this guy really took time to
help you with that.
You can.
I can. I'm
beautiful. We can do this after the show. I mean, the bathroom's right there. We can go kiss in the bathroom.
So, we've got all our friends here.
We've got all of them here.
We'll use Carlos's wrap. We'll get your couple tied up. Everybody go to CasanovaWear.com. Get one because you're going to want to see what I do to Sapphire. And then you're going to want one at home.
I mean, I kind of was jealous of that flogger. I'm like, you know
it's
what?
Really fucking nice.
It was really beautiful.
Fucking nice.
It's beautiful.
Alexandra Silk, how often do you masturbate?
Well, I definitely believe we're all responsible for our own orgasms. So, you know, that's important to say. But 3 times a day.
Wow.
Don't you agree with that, though? We are. It's up to everybody.
That's true.
Oh, absolutely. I think you go through
the other person
different times, but 3 times a day, that's a good amount.
Jesus.
And what about you, AJ Applegate?
Probably like once a day or like every other day. But if it's like a rainy day and I'm home by myself,
oh, yeah.
I've masturbated like all day once. So basically, I came like 10 times in like 3 hours. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I was so bored.
But sometimes it'd be like that, you
like,
know?
I just kept going. I was like, I want to see how many times I can make myself come.
So you're like right on the edge of what this guy did. Like he said his longest was 150 minutes.
I didn't go that
nonstop.
Far.
150 minutes.
Oh my
just
god!
Just straight going, beating off that meat.
Wait, he came
150.
No, he just masturbated. So he just was beating his meat off or doing out of whatever he does.
For over 2 hours long. He just jerked his cock.
Basically, without coming.
Without coming. He's going to wear the poor thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would just be painful after.
Isn't that like impossible?
I mean, if you're doing it for so long, because like I said, this guy trained himself to masturbate 18, right? Every day. He was 18 at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 19 now. Okay. And he trained himself because he was curious, how often do I masturbate? And so he was charting to see how long he can go. Yeah.
Amazing. 18, I want to thank everybody so much for coming into the studio today. I want to thank all of our wonderful guests. Go to CasanovaWear.com. Carlos has got all the goodies that you're going to need. You're going to get tied up, bound, and gagged, and it's going to be fabulous. Go to Sapphire. Your radio show is?
Erotic City Radio. You can look on it on iTunes, ECR, or Erotic City Radio with Sapphire, or go on to Twitter, Ms. Radio Sapphire.
And Luke?
Well, you can reach me on LukeWilder.com. And, you know, check out the blog, sexacrossamerica.com.
Sexacrossamerica.com. Silky, where can we find you?
AlexanderSilk.com and FallenAngelTV.com.
I love the way you say that.
Beautiful.
AJ Cummings, where can we find you on Twitter?
AJ Applegate XXX.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just called you the wrong name. AJ Applegate.
You did?
Sorry. Yes.
Bad.
I didn't even notice. AJ Applegate.
Find you. That's funny. AJ Applegate XXX on Twitter. And then I also have Instagram. It's real AJ Applegate.
Thank you so much, everybody. It's been a fabulous show. I want to thank you for listening to us here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Thanks for
Ginger.
Making us come.
I want you to live a